original acoustic space prompted abstract thoughts, responses, preliterate peoples that lived within that space, language as a system, as a technology was developed, speech was utilized as a way of sharing that technology, and as a result sharing abstract thinking that continued or was incorporated in writing and into printing and into electronic media and now into digital media. So I would argue that the basis of all literary endeavors is sound, whether it's the sound of a human spoken voice or environmental sounds such as those that are surrounding us here, or mechanical sounds that might be created through various means and methodologies.
And you've often said that you think that the vocalization of words is not necessarily the most potent form of sound there, that it can take place by listening to the sounds in your environment on their own. Like there's a lot to be said just listening to the sounds that you find yourself enclosed in.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a tremendous opportunity in the soundscapes that we all live and live in and move through in our daily lives for us to identify sounds that can be useful in terms of constructing or conveying narratives.
So something that Ryan and I were talking about that he's focused on for his PhD research is what he calls
the information experience.
And I guess one thing that I wonder, first of all, what that phrase might mean to you, and a little bit before, and how listening for you to become part of your practice-based research.
Well, I've not heard informational listening utilized before, but my first reaction is it's a very interesting term. I can see a number of ways to hang on various thinkings about it.
One thing I think of immediately is careful listening, deep listening, thoughtful listening,
which always seem to me all ways of foregrounding the act of listening, returning sound through the act of listening to our
as our primary
sensory input, rather than depending on what we see and believe.
Instead,
what can you hear and what can you make from what you hear in terms of creation of knowledge or the construction of a believable sense of what's right in the world.
Information and listening to me might indicate that we're listening for sounds that can provide us with information about the space and the place that we are inhabiting, that we are living in, that we are functioning in at the moment, and about time frame in which we're doing that.
So we're recording this live again on the creek in Boulder, Colorado. The sounds are obviously having their let's just call it aesthetic effect on the experience of the recording. Everything that's happening now in real time, but that what I also call not just the time of now, but the right now. By that I mean WRITE-NOW. So Burroughs said, right here, right now. So for me, like one of the big revelations for me when I had my first Sony DAT, right, digital online tape recorder back in the 90s, is that whenever I hit the record button, the interface said writing. When I was recording, it said writing, and it didn't just say writing, it said writing dot dot dot. So writing ellipsis. And I thought to myself, and it really changed my whole perspective. And I had always made the connection between sound and writing, and the whole idea of like the photograph, right? But this was different. This kind of like really got me thinking about the relationship between sound and writing and recording and memory.
either hearing the sound or calling the sound, somehow being exposed to the opportunity to
reimagine or recreate a sound
that is important to us in some type of